This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
Hey, it's a start. At least the old clown admits that inflation exists. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Are you feeling the effects of inflation? Give us a buzz. Let me know. 844-551-8255. Make that call while it's still free. Pretty soon, Joe Biden will be taxing 800-888 numbers, 855-844 numbers. It'll be some. He wants to tax your 401k. You think it's protected? You think your money's safe? The government wants to get into crypto. They want to know every dime where you have it. They want to know everything about you. They don't want to let you know anything. I just got a letter from the IRS. They said, Kevin, for 2016, we owe you $7,345 in change. You made $153 in interest. Oh, but you can't get the check because you filed late. It's beyond the time. But we admit we have $7,300 in change of your money. Now, I'm appealing it because I know I filed it on time. I don't know what their records show when it got lost, but I want my money. $7,300. Oh, sorry. Listen, we know that you're owed it. We made an adjustment. They said, oh, you made a mistake on your number of people or whatever else. And I'm like, I don't care what you say. You owe me money. I hope I can get it. I don't even know if I will, to be honest with you. $7,300. I'm not a rich guy. That is a ton of money to me. Suckers. Anyway, the inflation, Joe Biden, it's his top priority. Kevin, you don't need that $7,300 and change, man. I got you, bro. Come on, man. I mean, come on. You know the thing. I got you. You're good, baby. Well, here's what's interesting. His press secretary, Jean-Pierre, she was asked about inflation, and here was her excuse. You're going to love this. Listen to what she says.
The president has talked about understanding from his life experience those difficulties, economic hardships, and so forth. Does he consider it a crisis for American families that prices are at this 40-year high?
He understands the hardship that people are going through. He understands how difficult it is for families. He understands that. That's why he has done everything that he can taken steps in many different ways to make sure that we lower costs. We announced new actions to give farmers the tools and resources they need to boost production and lower food prices and feed the world. High-speed internet for tens of millions of Americans. We announced new steps with the private sector to lower those prices. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office found that the deficit fell by $1.5 trillion this year, and it actually fell even more in most recent.
Is it a problem? Is it a hardship? Is it a crisis? What is it that people are facing?
It is. We're just in a difficult time right now with this inflation.
Hey, it's just a difficult time with this inflation. I mean, you know, this thing that didn't exist 2 years ago. We're having a tough time with it. I mean, just like you are, man. I mean, come on, man. The lady asks, does he understand this, his life experiences, his difficulties, his hardships, especially given that his crackhead son has been financing his life and he's worth millions of dollars and he is the big guy. I mean, we know he's struggling right now because Hunter's not able to go out and earn. That's what the mafia calls it. Are you a good earner? Can you go out and earn? Apparently, Hunter can't earn right now, so Joe's suffering. Every day I'm suffering. So she asks, does he understand? Oh, yeah, he understands. That's what Jean-Pierre says. He understands. That's why he's done everything that he can. And he's taken steps to lower costs. Now, here's the problem, folks. While he's taken steps to lower costs, they haven't been lowered. But don't hold that against him. After all, he is a crotchety old clown that got cheated into office. And I love when she gives the things that are going to fight inflation. The farmers have now the tools to boost production and feed the world, she says. Well, we have a problem with this. First of all, American farmers can't just feed the world. It takes more than just they to do it. So that's number one. Number two, does she know anything about crops? If people are starving today, when can they eat the next crop? But they got the tools to boost production, and that's going to do it. That's going to solve it. Oh, and hey, what about that high-speed internet? Look, I'll admit, I love high-speed internet, but it doesn't stop my belly from grumbling. She says, we're lowering the it was all I could do to keep from cracking up. We've lowered the prices of high-speed internet. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about going to the grocery store and watching your money go half as far as it did 2 years ago. We're watching you put half as much gas in your fuel tank as you could 2 years ago. And she says, we brought you high-speed internet. Which, by the way, they didn't. I hate to be a deal breaker for the Biden administration, Captain Demento's team, but high-speed internet has been here for some time. Oh, but we're making it available to the masses. What? So you can? What? You gonna Uber Eats? You gonna Grubhub? Have you? I don't know if you've used any of these services. If you want two hamburgers, two fries, and two Cokes, and it might cost you $12 at this thing. If you Grubhub or Uber it or whatever you need to do to get it, it'll be $25. Is if you need something else to add on top of this money that you're spending. And then I don't know where she got this number. She says the deficit fell by $1.5 trillion this year. You want to know what they're doing? They're doing voodoo math. Donald Trump asked for mega trillions of dollars for this farce of Wu Flu. And Joe Biden says, oh, it fell because we didn't put in that extra $6 trillion of debt that we had before. It's just smoke and mirrors. And finally, what does she leave you with? Well, you know what, folks? We're just in a difficult time with inflation. I'm glad they're admitting it. But now ask yourself this. Who do they blame it on? They blame Putin. They blame Wu Flu. They blame climate change. They blame everybody but the real culprit. And the real culprit is leftism. It is Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, and their policies. That's who's to blame. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This radio show serves as a reminder to Democrats that you are fools. You are feckless fools. You, some of you, not 81 million of you, but some of you voted for Joe Biden and you got what you asked for. You got a pathological liar who he's perfect for the government. They don't give you anything that works. Joe Biden was supposed to cure cancer. He was supposed to, you know, let me just say this. Joe Biden could be looking right now at ivermectin. There's also a goat dewormer that is showing amazing promise in fighting cancer. He could very well be presiding over curing cancer, but you know what this clown did? He wants people vaccinated. He is presiding over the death of more Americans than probably Mengele killed Jews in Nazi Germany, and nobody wants to acknowledge it. Because it's not good for your ratings or whatever else. Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci are mass murderers. And by the way, so is the Democratic Party. The people who want to take away your guns, they preside over more violence. It has more violence, has might as well put a picture of the DNC donkey right on it everywhere it exists, from mass shootings to the regular day-to-day shootings that happen in cities. And you know what? Kevin, you're being too, you're scaring me, man. You're scaring me, dude. Well, get scared. I'm not scared to tell you the truth. Democrats want you. You either comply or die. And even when you do comply, when they tell you it's your time, when it's time for you to be sacrificed at the great altar of Democrat death or whatever, Democrat lunacy, then you better gladly go. You better happily walk up there or find yourself a scapegoat. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not going to cut any corners here. I'm not going to sugarcoat this stuff to you. These are dangerous people. Dangerous. Rotten to their evil core. There is nothing redeemable. You can't, you know, it's like finding a piece of fruit in a jungle. There is no piece of it that's good. It's all rotten. Throw it away. You eat it, you get sick. Possibly die. You watch Naked and Afraid. Every time they pick up, oh, there's some jungle fruit. Don't eat it. It's a Democrat. Don't touch it. Don't eat it. These people want nothing except to see you suffer. I'm gonna tell you a little dirty secret about Democrats. You ready? Democrats like it when you suffer. When a Democrat is hitting you, they like to see you in pain. They like to see you begging. They love it. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. I'm not even, when I say this, I'm talking metaphorically beating you down. When Democrats see that you, you know, you can't pay your bills, they can. They like it. They're like, oh, can't pay the bills. They love it. Guess you're going to need to get on that government assistance. They love it. They smirk at you. And what's funny, if you look at them when you're suffering, they won't have a look on your face, on their face of concern like, oh man, you know, is there a way I can help? Because that's what we do. We want to help you. We want you we want to figure out a way to help you where you no longer need us. A Democrat is smiling and they can't even hide it. They relish in your grief. It's sad to watch. Joe Biden said on May the 10th, he said that his number one challenge was inflation. He continued saying, I know that families all across America are hurting because of inflation. A problem that his administration has finally even recognized. They didn't even acknowledge it as a serious problem until it continued to be a serious problem. They called it, you ready for this word, people? Transitory. They wanted you to believe that what you were seeing happening every single day was only temporary. These rising costs are no big deal. Don't worry about it. And look, it went 5, 10, 15, 20, 20%, 30, 25%, 30%, 40%. Now, the price of some food items has gone up 50, 60, 70%. The packages have shrunk. They know it's not going back. You are having to adjust your diet. I'm telling you right now, I remember watching the Cinderella Man, and Russell Crowe's character says, look, Jim Braddock says to his daughter, daddy's not hungry today. You know what? You go ahead and have my piece of bologna. There are families making those decisions right now. Parents saying, you know what? I can miss a meal. You give it to the kids. Old people, people on fixed incomes that can't eat. And Joe Biden said he was going to fix it. May the 10th. Transitory inflation. Rising costs, folks, for everyday goods and services. We're going to decrease. Don't sweat it. I'm all over it. And you know what's happened? They've gone up. 4 decades high prices. And I bet if you amortize it, I bet you were paying more than in the 1970s. And let me tell you, the Fed is keeping an artificial lid on inflation. Because if they let it go, we'd be the interest rate would be 20%. But Biden claimed that he's taking it very seriously. This was on May the 10th. He said, this is my number one priority. He watched his numbers sinking. He watched his poll numbers dip down well into the 30s. That's the low water mark. He's underwater. 40% is the low water mark. That's when you're treading water. Joe Biden's underwater. So are the Democrats. This is his top domestic priority. The man says he's going to fix it. Let me ask you, since May the 10th, have prices gone up or down? I think you know the answer. Since May the 10th, have your gasoline prices gone up or down? Has your housing prices gone up or down? Have your food prices gone up or down? Have the goods and services that you do each and every day, whatever it is, have they gone up or have they gone down? Let me ask you, do you think there's anything that's going to give you a respite when diesel fuel is double the cost it was under Trump? Trucks and things that have to get you product to and from, that's more expensive. The cost of labor is more expensive. The scarcity of products means it's more expensive because it's called supply and demand. But Joe Biden's all over it, isn't he? Yeah, what's he going to do? I think that his press secretary, he's got farmers boosting production. And oh, by the way, you got high-speed internet. That's how we've lowered the price of high-speed internet. Now, you're not going to eat. You're not going to get your medicines. Many of you are going to die. We're going to continue to start taking money from you. We're going to continue to tax the living daylights out of you. But we're going to sell it as if we're the best thing since sliced bread. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Democrats still want Joe Biden? Honestly. Do you think after the midterms, when they can't cheat and win and they lose the House and the Senate, they're still going to want Joe Biden? Because I'm going to tell you right now, they are ready to jettison that old fool.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver a primetime address on gun laws from the White House Thursday night, his most high-profile effort to date to push for new legislation following a series of deadly mass shootings. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. The White House not being specific as to what common sense gun laws the president will be referring to. Some new sanctions are being imposed on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Treasury Department says more assets of prominent Russian government officials and business leaders are being targeted. Some have close ties to President Vladimir Putin. So far, the sanctions have yet to deter Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding hearings regarding new gun legislation.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying after a meeting at the White House that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A couple of friends sent me notes on this topic around mass shootings, and it's certainly something that should be discussed. I believe in my heart of hearts it is absolutely part of the problem. And in their idea of what it is, who to blame for mass shootings. Now, you know my answer. My answer is leftist or leftism. And, of course, I'm right. Leftists and leftism breed insanity. So their ideas around gun laws are more subterfuge for the policies that don't work. I'll give you an example. They no longer want people to be declared insane. They say it's a stigma that puts on people. There are people whose minds are broken. And as much as your body can be broken, your mind can be broken. And there are people whose minds are broken. Typically, it's leftism that breaks your mind. It's when something doesn't compute and you can't deal with it. They have entire industries built around it. Psychology, psychiatry. So these people are broken mentally, and instead of putting them in places where they can learn and understand and cope, leftists say, no, don't stigmatize them. Don't give them any kind of a name. It isn't enough that we've already stopped, looking at people who go to counseling as idiots. I've been to counseling, relationship counseling. I should have been in counseling years ago. When my mother died at the age of 5, I should have already been talking to a counselor. Took years before I got over the stigma of going, well, if you go see a counselor, you're an idiot. No, you're not. You want to learn how to deal with yourself. You need to have somebody to explain, okay, here's how the human psyche works, KJ. You're okay, bro. You're okay to feel the way you feel based on those experiences. There's no such thing as normal, the norm. Every one of us is different. We have an idea around how things should work. We know right from wrong. You know when you're being verbally abusive. You may not understand why. In my case, I could walk away from friendships, relationships at the drop of a hat. That's not normal. You should give people a chance. And people are going to make mistakes. Boom, make a mistake. Bang, I'm out of here. You know anybody like that? Maybe they had the trauma of losing somebody close to them, and they didn't get a chance to work it out. They figure, you know what? If I can lose this person, why am I bothering with you? Understand it. So the mind is something we should be exploring. We should be encouraging people to get to meet with a counselor, whether it's a relationship counselor, whether it's a professional, somebody to help you understand what you want to be in life and do in life. There's a host of things. Maybe you need to understand how to deal with your children, how to just work and play with others. There's nothing wrong with it. But Democrats, they stigmatize it to the point where you can't, you know, don't put somebody in an asylum so they could actually say, you know what, I'm having psychotic thoughts. Put me somewhere I can work on this and understand it. And then here's what's worse. For them, everything becomes, let's medicate it. Nobody even told me this. Do you know I learned early in life, don't take medicines. Nobody ever said it. I just remember, you know, people would say, oh, you got a headache? You should take an aspirin. I'd go, no. I've had a headache before. It eventually goes away. It's my body's way of telling me something's wrong. So why do I want to mask that pain? Oh, but it could be debilitating. Headaches hurt. They absolutely do. But let me tell you this. I rarely, if ever, have a headache. You want to know why I think it is? Because I didn't medicate for it. I let my body understand, hey, when this occurs, you have a headache. Maybe it's stress. I don't know. I have no clue. But what I did learn is that if I just let it go, I'd sleep it off. I'd wake up the next day. I wouldn't have a headache. But I rarely have headaches. And I think it's because I don't medicate. I don't medicate for anything. I go to the doctor. I get a surgery. They say, Kevin, here's your prescription for blankety blank, you know, something that will make you feel better. No, I have a prescription that I got for my hernia operation. Never touched it. Have two prescriptions for it. In fact, one I got before I was supposed to go in. They canceled my surgery due to Wu flu nonsense. Second time I went in, got it again, just in case. Didn't take it. My cousin called me up. Hey, man, still got them pills that you never took? He wanted to sell them on the streets. I said, I'll flush them down the toilet before I let you sell them on. Yeah, that's $20 a pill, bro. Nope. Never touched them. Because the way I look at it is the minute my body goes, what's this? What's this chemical? What's this synthesized thing you want me to interpret? It has to go into a whole other mode. I prefer not. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm more healthy than many of my peers. Why I look younger. Besides the fact that black don't crack, I still look younger because I'm not going to take all this nonsense. So going back to what my friends are talking about, they're saying, Kevin, I think a lot of these issues with people and these mass shootings have to do with medication. Two people that I know very well, that are very, you know, that I trust what they have to say. Barbara and John, just so they know that I know who they are. But I get this information, hadn't even opened John's before Barbara says, Kevin, I did a thing on this a couple years ago. You should take a look at it. And I'd already seen John say something about it, not to mention there were already other rumblings. And then there was my own little tick in the back of my brain going, hey, something's up. Are Democrats creating this? Are they causing this? Some of you have even asked, are they setting these kids off as Manchurian candidates? Is somebody triggering them to go do it? I know, conspiratorial, oh, Kevin, oh, my goodness, whatever, I don't care. Tell me whatever you want. But I get it. I understand why people are saying this. So let me tell you what a couple of the articles, these are from 2019. Barbara sent me links to this. John may have as well, but I hadn't looked at his. The drug maker that produces Prozac, the antidepressant that Joseph Westbacher's victims blamed for his deadly shooting rampage 30 years ago at Standard Gravure, secretly paid the victims $20 million to ensure a verdict exonerating the drug company. Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly vigorously shielded the payment for more than two decades, defying a Louisville judge who fought to reveal it because he said it swayed the jury's verdict. Wes Backer began taking Prozac about a month before his murderous spree that killed eight and wounded 12 in a print shop attached to the Courier Journal. All but one of the victims sued Eli Lilly, the company that manufactured the popular but controversial drug. Were you aware that this even happened? Every time there is, this is another article, by the way. I want to shift gears. Because this one was even more revealing. Wes Backer shot, what, eight people, killed eight people, wounded 12. So 20 victims in that particular thing. But some of these cases are far worse. So anyway, this other article that I got from Barbara reads, every time there's a mass shooting in America, it understandably starts up another national conversation about gun rights. Because by definition, there would be no mass shootings without guns. But since mass shootings are perpetrated by an extremely tiny minority of gun owners, many of whom don't even own their guns legally, perhaps it's naive to think that gun ownership is itself the sole or even primary cause of mass shootings. This is a topic that everybody should be happy to openly discuss, but the left don't want to do that. They go on, countries such as Norway, France, and Switzerland, all of which have stricter gun laws and lower per capita gun ownership than the U.S., have far higher per capita rates of mass shootings. Democrats don't want you to know this. Far higher. Not just higher. And when they mean far higher, they're also talking about when you look at the number of guns that exist in the United States, why don't we have mass shootings every single day? We have shootings every single day, but you know why Democrats don't want to talk about those? Because those are happening where Democrats control the population. We got a lot more to talk about on this subject. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I get so tired of this lame leftist argument that guns are the issue when it comes to mass shootings. They know this is as big a lie as Joe Biden won the election fair and square, that Hunter Biden's laptop was no big deal, that Joe Biden isn't the big guy, Trump colluded with Russia, that the Hillary Clinton campaign had nothing to do with it, that the DOJ is not part and parcel owned by the Democratic National Party, the Democratic Party, or the DNC, and I could go on. Lies, lies, and more lies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So friends of mine, Barbara and John, sent me different issues regarding information, I should say, regarding mass shootings and what's really causing it. And it isn't the gun. The gun is just a weapon. For all intents and purposes, everybody that's mass shot somebody could have gotten in an SUV and driven over people like they did in Waukesha, Wisconsin, like that black dude did in Waukesha, Wisconsin, running over all those white folks. Black nationalists runs over a bunch of white people, and nobody's talking about SUV control. Nobody's talking about a hate crime. It's just a bunch of white people got ran over. What's the big deal? Because we live in a time where only people that matter are black lives, right? Black lives matter. Lying scumbags. Black lives don't matter to those. Those leftist blacks don't give a crap about black lives. And neither do the leftist white enablers on the left who use blacks as fodder. And you know who gets rich off of them? These rich white elitist leftists are using black people to get filthy, stinking rich and with more power. That's all it's about. But it's guns, man. Reading an article says when searching for other reasons for mass shootings, people blame things such as one-parent households, video games, loss of religious faith, or simply the vague sense that the nation is falling apart. And I will tell you, all of those things are contributors to the violence that occurs in America. No question about it. But the implement is not the problem. It could be hammers. I don't even jokingly, it's a legitimate thing. Hammers are used in more murders than assault rifles. And I hate using that term because it's a rifle. But assault rifles, AR-15s, AK-47, whatever. The assault rifle is used less often to kill people than a hammer. And yet, you'll never hear anybody talking about getting rid of a hammer. And rightfully so. But all these other issues, video games, single parent households, lost religious faith, nation is failing, you know, in its embracing of people. It's not taking people into its womb and letting them seek happiness and find their joy. Certainly the education system isn't helping. It's dumbing people down. It's telling people you're a victim. But this guy goes on to say it's not that stuff, folks. It's other underlying issues. He goes on, although only 8.6% of American males are on antidepressants at any given time, that's a lot if you ask me, they seem much better represented as a percentage of mass shooters. They go on in this article to chronicle 39 mass shooters who were either on antidepressants at the time of their rampage, had abruptly quit taking their medication when they went on their spree, or had been prescribed antidepressants at some point in the past. None of this, they write, is to imply that antidepressants make certain people go on mass shootings, just as few people with guns go on mass shooting sprees. So do few people on antidepressants. But it is an area that's definitely worth researching. And he goes on to describe a few of them, and there's 39, I'm only going to do a few of these. James Egan Holmes, age 24, 12 people dead, 70 wounded, antidepressant, Zoloft. He was on a generic version. James Egan Holmes, a.k.a. the Batman movie killer, shot up a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado in July of 2012 during a screening of The Dark Knight. Now, we chronicle this shooting in our film, The Bleeding Blue. The police had to go to that scene. They say in the weeks prior to the shooting, his psychiatrist had increased Holmes' dosage of Zoloft. In his personal notebook, which he sent to his psychiatrist the day of his murder spree, Holmes said that along with losing his anxiety, he lost the fear of reprisal. And according to a psychiatrist who interviewed Holmes after his arrest, he says, I believe if he hadn't taken the sertraline, which is a generic name for Zoloft, he wouldn't have murdered anyone. In every mugshot taken of Holmes, he looks medicated up to his eyeballs. This is what the guy writes. Let's move on to the next one. Eric Harris, age at the time of shooting, 17. His body's still developing, and they're giving him medications. 14 dead, 23 wounded. He was taking Zoloft and Luvox. As one half of the deadly duo known as the Columbine Killers, who blew away 12 students and a teacher before killing themselves at a high school in Littleton, Colorado in 1999, Harris had switched antidepressants from Zoloft to Luvox, which has been known to cause mania and attendant violence. The SSRI was found in his bloodstream during an autopsy. Here's the next guy, Patrick Purdy, 25 at the age of his shooting, 5 dead, 30 wounded. Amitriptyline is his drug. He killed 5 children and wounded 30 others at a schoolyard shooting spree in Stockton, California. This was in January of 1989. Leading to a movement to ban semi-automatic assault weapons. He'd been taking the antidepressant amitriptyline as well as an antipsychotic Thorazine. Next one, Sung Hui Cho, age 23, casualties, 32 dead, 23 wounded. This guy should have been at the top of the list. Prozac and Paxil. In one of the deadliest mass shootings in American history, Sung Hui Cho walked onto the campus of Virginia Tech University on April the 16th of 2007 and murdered 32 students. He had been diagnosed with massive disorder, severe anxiety, selective mutism. He'd been prescribed Prozac, had been previously on Paxil for about a year, but at the time of his shooting, he had ceased taking his medication. Next one, Jeff Weiss, age 16 at the time of his shooting, shot 10 people dead, wounded 12 others. His drug of choice, Prozac. Although only 16 years old, Jeff Weiss had been prescribed 60 milligrams daily of Prozac, which is triple the average daily dose for adults. He was reportedly prescribed antidepressants after a suicide attempt. One day in 2005, he shot and killed his grandfather, his grandfather's girlfriend, and then 7 people at a high school in Red Lake, Minnesota, before killing himself. A lot of these guys have some very similar things. One, age. Men, young boys, if you will, shooting up a high school or a school or some venue that probably high schoolers or whatever, they, I think in some cases, have been teased. I bet if you do a study on these guys, you'll find some glaring similarities. And let me tell you what it's all going to lead back to. You ready? Leftism. Leftism is supposed to cure all the ills, right? No teasing, no bullying, no this, no that. I mean, why are all these kids taking these medications? Ticking time bombs. You have no idea where it's going to go off. They want to take away your gun, though, while these maniacs that they created exist.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.